The Circuit Playhouse presents the hilarious holiday favorite, A Tuna Christmas, that opens tomorrow and runs through December the 29th with the Pay What You Can performance Thursday, November the 21st. It's one of our favorite holiday shows. We're glad that Playhouse on the Square is bringing that back on the Circuit stage. And starring in the show this time around, they each play more than 20 characters, Michael Gravois and John Hemphill, and they join me this morning. Good to see you, bud.
Good morning.
Okay, so Embry Hall directing the show this time around. So all three of you have been a part of A Tuna Christmas, or one of the spinoffs of Tuna Christmas, more than once. So this is something that is kind of like putting on a comfy bathrobe something.
It was quite humorous. Anne Marie was laughing because we would go into rehearsal and then we would rehearse for about an hour, and she'd look at her watch and go, "You know, I got a lot of stuff on my TiVo I could be watching right there." And so it was very comfortable. We're all friends, and plus we know the characters pretty well, so it was just learning the lines at home and then coming out and just doing it.
Well, which is really great, because I mean, I know you know it so well, but this really gives you time to, since you've done it before, to sort of play around and try wacky new things.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's kind of
weird. There's a different dynamic with Michael, you know, because we've never worked doing this show together, so that's fun, because no matter how well we know the characters, the relationships are different.
And no matter how many times you've done it before, who knows what's going to happen, because you've got all these quick changes and all that kind of thing.
Yes, I mean, it is the strangest job imaginable. How many different jobs do you have where you know, you're a 5-year-old boy on stage and you walk off stage and spread your arms for women, strip you down to your underwear and dress you as a 95-year-old woman, and you walk back on stage.
Well, now there is a plot to this show. If people haven't seen it before, you kind of want to set that up, either one of you.
It's Christmas in a little small Texas town, and we start off the show as two radio disc jockeys in this small low wattage radio station, and we set up the day of Christmas Eve, and we just go from household to household of the residents, and we have the owner of the gun shop, and we have a housewife who has got her own problems, and then we go into
waitresses,
the local diner, and then the local humane society guy runs the humane society. And
there's a Christmas phantom that's going around and destroying everybody's yard display. And
how
so
rude.
We're trying to figure out who's the Christmas phantom and who's going to win the yard display contest.
And then somebody's a theater director. You're trying to do a Christmas carol.
Yes, Joe Bob is one of John's characters, and he's hysterical. Just visually, when he walks on stage, he's very funny.
Yes, the costumes this time, Caleb Blackwell did them, and the thing as an actor is we're putting these together. There's so many characters, and we start off the process by just running through the lines. And in your mind, you think you know what you look like, but sometimes you go into the costume shop and you find it. Oh, I don't look like that. I look like. But he has done such a great job in watching one of the rehearsals and making us look like I imagine myself looking in my head. So it's just such a pleasure, because you go, oh, I know this person when you look in the mirror.
Well, I know you've done it before, but do you still get to that point when you go off to do a quick change and then you come back out on stage and go, oh, wait a minute, who am I now?
Right.
No, it's when you walk off stage and you're not sure who you're supposed to be until they're putting clothes on.
No.
You, and then you realize, oh, okay, this is who I am this next time. I just spread my arms and wait to see who I'm going to be next.
Well, so did it take long to get back into the rhythm of it? I mean,
not terribly. Since we've both done it before, we just haven't done it together. We both came in knowing the characters, and we came in knowing our lines. So we would literally run the show, and, you know, 2 hours later, we'd we'd have 4 hours blocked for rehearsals, but sometimes after 2 hours, it's like, okay, we did what we need to do.
Exactly. And Anne Marie can go watch her TV.
Yeah. We were ready for costumes and audiences a week and a half ago.
So how long have you been in rehearsal?
Probably 4 weeks.
Three, four weeks.
Oh, ago. Man.
And we were rehearsing like Tuesday, Thursday, and then a little on a Saturday day.
Yeah, sometimes we think we're rushing the Christmas season, you know, when you start seeing Christmas lights the day after Thanksgiving. Well, we're a week early.
I love that you're in this show again, Michael, because most of the things that you do are very serious. And it's always fun to see you up on stage having fun with material like this.
Yeah, well, we laugh throughout the rehearsals. I can't wait for the audience to be there. We have a blast. You know, it does certainly exercise different muscles, like calf muscles when I'm in those high heels. I don't know how you women do it. I haven't worn heels for 2 years since the last tuna that I did. And it's like, oh, yeah, my toes are going, uh-huh.
It's no fun.
No, it's not. I don't really know why y'all do it.
Oh, well, you know, wedgies are less painful, so you might want to think, I've got some on today.
All right.
Well, I told Caleb, I said, you know, I just feel like my character would wear sneakers. And he said, okay, yeah.
Boy,
that's
you're
how
smart.
You talk to me.
She's not that fancy. Yeah. So how many characters do you each play?
I play 10, I think, 10 or 11.
I think we've cut a few. I think they're under 10, but then in the Dramatis persona, they list dogs and things that we do like that. But I think together we play about 20.
The last time that I saw a tuna show, let's see. I wonder if it was Red Hot and Tuna.
Red, White,
Red,
and Tuna.
Red, White, and Tuna.
Or Tuna Does Vegas.
I think it was Red, White, and Tuna. Okay. And you never know what's going to happen. And we talked about the extremely fast costume changes. Mm-hmm. But some technical things were happening, like a phone was supposed to ring and it didn't ring.
Right.
When you were with Andrew Moore.
That's right. One night, the sound didn't work. And a lot of the information is given over the radio. So we would have to try to say, you know, come up with a way to give that information when the sound didn't work. But that it was corrected after maybe 5 or 10 minutes. But on stage, we're tap dancing in our minds trying to think, okay, how are we going to handle? So, and that's right, yeah, the phone would ring. So rather than having the phone ring, I would just face up stage and go, brrr.
And the audience loved it. They
right.
loved
yeah.
it. Because this is the kind of show where I think the audience.
When things go wrong, it works better almost.
I
because
swear.
The audience knows that we're just flying by the seat of our pants, and sometimes a mustache falls off or a wig falls off or something. And that's when the audience really howls.
I think, and the audience is so with you because they know that this has got to be.
It's a marathon.
It is a marathon.
Well, I think we're both of the generation where our idea of this sort of thing is the Carol Burnett show and the Eunice sketches and the early Saturday Night Live, and that's the thing that made me even want to get into acting. So when we get to do something that is identical to that sort of thing, that's a joy for me.
So did Anne Marie come at this with anything that she had that was brand new?
I love working with Anne Marie. She's an actress, you know, historically. Mm-hmm. She's done acting. So as a director, she's been directing now for a number of years. But she really approaches things as an actor.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's 31, so she started young, but she has been doing it for quite a while. And the thing that I find with her is, and this is the way I feel, it's not just two men in a dress. You're playing the women. So there are scenes in here that are really poignant, and if we do our job right, I think you forget that it's two men in a dress, and you go, well, that's on everybody's problem, or that's a situation we can all relate to. And that's when I feel like we're doing our job, is when you've touched somebody and you go, oh, and I was wearing this silly dress and wig and all, but she's good at all, never letting us forget that these are people.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I just think it's like a yuck a second, but there are points in the show that are very poignant.
And there's moments when, especially towards the end, where they say the Christmas prayer and then you have these two lonely people that are in a radio station and you see a budding relationship and the laughs are there. They're little funny things, but it's stuff that you all will recognize as, oh, that's happened to me, oh, that's happened to me.
It's based in truth.
And it becomes less about the gags and the shtick and more about these two people realizing that they have got a common ground and that they might be they might have a future together.
Oh, I can't wait to see you guys in it together. Yeah. This is going to be great. It opens tomorrow night and runs through December the 29th. So is it going to be just the usual Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday matinee?
Yes.
I believe so, yes.
Thursday, Friday, Saturdays at 8.
At 8.
Sundays at 2.
And Sundays at 2.
For 7 weeks.
And I've got to say a shout out to our dressers. They are just amazing to be able to do what they have to do and to get us out there in sometimes 15 seconds in completely different outfits. They're just wonderful, and we're very lucky.
I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, we've never talked to them in an interview about these tuna shows,
should pull them in one day.
Yeah,
Pat
yes.
Rice and Kathy are just great.
Because I mean, the preparation they
I think
have
they're
to
shell
have.
Shocked. I don't know that they would be. They're just going. We've seen things no person should ever have to see.
No. And one of the interesting things about this production is we're not on another set. In the past, we would be running in rep with like Seussical or Peter Pan or something. And so we would be using their set or in front of their set or something. And this set is dedicated to Tuna Christmas. So there's a guest scenic designer, Miranda Kassler, who came in from Connecticut, I believe, and she designed the set specifically for Tuna Christmas. So it's a brand new set. Caleb's designed a lot of brand new costumes, so it's got a new look, a new energy because of the new director and our new relationship, John and mine. So it's really a lot of fun.
Well, have a lot of fun for the holidays and maybe get into the holiday spirit a little bit early and go see Tuna Christmas. Tomorrow night it opens, running through December the 29th. You can get tickets by calling the Playhouse box office at 726-4656, or you can go to playhouseonthesquare.org. A Tuna Christmas, directed by Anne-Marie Hall and starring my guests this morning, Michael Gravois and John Henfield. Thanks so much for coming by.
Oh, you're quite welcome.